Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit. Well, we haven't actually ever started this great visit, but I promise you it's going to be. It's going to be a great visit because I have experience with this guy, Jeffrey Zabar. And Jeffrey is the chief home officer. He's the author of Safe at Home. He's the author of Home Office Know-How, the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting, and the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year, and our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Man, that's one heavy business card I have to lug around, huh?
That's the reason you print both sides, isn't it?
That's the reason I print both sides, and it ends up having to be in like 8-point type, you know?
Exactly. You saying that made me think of when I used to do a little business overseas, and I had to carry a business card that had, you know, it was in English on one side and another language on the other side. Have you seen those?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so that's kind of interesting. Hey, I was just saying earlier about when I told the audience you were going to be coming to give them fair warning that...
Tune back in 30
yeah,
minutes.
Exactly. That that if you... I was talking about micropreneurs, to use a term that you use quite often. And,
right.
And I said, you know, if you have to look in a mirror to see your organization, you might be a micropreneur.
Right. I might heist that line. I'll give you full credit.
Okay, go ahead.
Some guy on the airwaves came up with that line.
Some wacky guy. But, I was just talking about, if you're sitting at your table wanting to start a business next week or tomorrow or later today, you know, you're about to become a micropreneur. And if you're sitting at your kitchen table and you're working on the business you started yesterday, you are a micropreneur. And if you have to look in a mirror to see you're an organization, that's definitely the definition of a micropreneur.
And if you're sitting at the kitchen table and somebody comes and swipes all your papers off to the side so they can put dinner up, then you know you're a micropreneur.
Right. You're a married micropreneur. I remember those days.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was one of those once.
We live them, and it's an ongoing process. And what's interesting is one of the things that happened to me this week is where leads come from and where new business ops come from.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to somebody about a topic that I'm exploring, the concept of a new book, and I was talking to a woman about it today or this week. And in chatting with her about it, all of a sudden we started playing a little mental and business geography, and all of a sudden we found we had a Fortune 500 who we had done some work with in common, and then we went on a little further to find out how we each got introduced. Uh-huh. And I was able to steer her to a lead, a relative of one of the execs there, and turn that micropreneur on, meaning the woman I was talking to another, probably what is uh-huh. a Fortune 500 company, and gave her a networking lead. And so hopefully she'll be getting some business. So we micropreneurs may look at our entire organization in the mirror, or we may do our work from a single table in our home offices or small office location somewhere. But we are very much involved with other micropreneurs around the country, and it's pretty compelling. It's pretty cool.
Well, it is, and it's all part of the networking philosophy, isn't it? It's all part of leveraging your network and reaching out to people. I'll tell you, it's one of the coolest things that I do, Jeffrey, is to hear about someone who has a need or something's going on. They mentioned something or whatever, and I'll say, well, you know, I know somebody who, and or they'll ask me, who do you know who? To quote Ivan Meisner, the king of networking, he always says that. When you're trying to find something out, you know, go to your friends and your contacts and say, who do you know who does this or that?
Right.
But it's all part of that. I remember kind of being introduced to the concept of the degrees of separation.
Right.
You know, what was it? The book called 6 Degrees of Separation?
6 Degrees, correct.
Yeah, and it's amazing. It's amazing how that works.
Right.
How, you know, and the concept, folks, if you've never heard of it, is that everyone on Earth is no more than 6 degrees of separation from anyone else on Earth.
And the degrees meaning my contact knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, up to six people out who can get you to anybody in the world, whether
anybody
it's
in the world,
some guy down the street or some guy in the Oval Office up in D.C. or wherever.
And it's pretty cool how it really works. Jeffrey, because if I want to meet someone, if I want to make a contact or whatever, I just think about somebody and I ask the question, and maybe I'll ask three people, and neither one of them know what I need, but they have an idea about how I could find it, and I just keep working that little circle in outward concentric circles, and eventually, you know, I almost always find it.
Well, I think there's two key things that you just said there. One is that you ask your friends. And they may not know, but they're willing to look. Okay, so it's our peers out there who are willing to help us, who are often find themselves in similar boats, as it were, as we are. So they're willing to help, because that's what small business owners or any good entrepreneur or even executive does, is they help those around them. It's not about taking. Yep. We often end our conversation. You say, Jeff, what can I do for you today? What do you need? You know, there may be nothing. You may not know that I need anything, but you're willing to ask. And the other thing is that we build that network. It's not something that, you know, you sit there and you say, I'm going to build my network today. But you know what? I use ACT. I have, 650 contacts in ACT. It's a matter of staying in touch with those people. I know there's products like LinkedIn, which is a network building online site where it's kind of like 6 degrees, where you put in who you put your name in, and then people see that you're on and they link to you, and then you see other people are in there and you link to them, and you build that network, because it's important to nurture it. It's not about building a network so you have contacts so I can build my business. It's just about nurturing a network so you can, you know, play the yin-yang. You can give and you can take, or give and receive is not more than take.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. That doing what you just said, what we've been talking about, gives you a chance, and pardon me for using another reference like this, but the movie Pay It Forward, remember that?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It gives you a chance to pay it forward, folks.
Right.
It gives you a chance to do something for someone, it makes you feel pretty good knowing that you got folks out there that you've done something for, and if you ever needed something, that they'd probably be glad to return the favor.
In a fully charitable perspective, it's always good to know that you don't know the positive impact that can come from something
exactly.
like that.
That's exactly right. And I always like to quote this passage from Ecclesiastes, Jeff. Cast your bread on the water, and in time it will come back to you.
There you go.
20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest.
He rolls around the sun. Doesn't mean that much to me. Take a chance on the future life. Just like love.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog. This newsletter comes by email on Sunday, and the blog's Monday through Friday. If you would like, you can come and get it. We'll send it to you, whatever you like. All the other stuff, you'll need to come and get that, the archives, the articles. Find out about the books that are available there from our website by our Brain Trust member authors like Jeffrey Zabar. And Jeffrey, give us your website too, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Check it out when you get a chance, and you'll learn a lot. Jeff, this I keep coming back also to something somebody else said one time, and I'm trying to remember who said this. But someone once said, you know, it's amazing what you can accomplish in life if you don't care who gets the credit.
Right.
And I know that comment was meant to be used inside of an organization. In other words,
right.
when everybody's working toward one main goal, it doesn't matter who's gets the credit. You know, you can accomplish a lot if you have that attitude. But I actually think in the 21st century, with more and more people working as micropreneurs, more and more people working as small organizations, but leveraging other organizations, that concept, that philosophy can be extended to me saying, you know what, I really, really want to do what I can to help Jeffrey Zabar be successful.
Right.
And you feeling that way about me and
right.
us about Beverly Williams, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll tell you, that's something that I think that the small business sector or the marketplace has got an opportunity to really make a difference in the marketplace by growing that kind of an attitude among the participants in the marketplace. It's probably harder to do for big companies.
Right.
But I just think, and I heard someone a while back use the term co-opetition. And I'll
right.
tell you, I like that.
Right.
What do you think?
I think it's true, and I think that the what holds it back is the feeling of competition and feeling that you need credit. Or feeling that you, by helping someone out, you may lose an opportunity. I mean, certainly if I'm talking to somebody who is, by all likes and measures, a competitor of mine,
right.
I'm not going to tell them, hey, you know what, I write this column for the Sun Sentinel, maybe you should start writing for them too, because
right.
you're a technology writer, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you've got to obviously watch where you go and what you do and use a little bit of reason, but the world is a big place, and as I sit down and read these business publications, and as I spend some time surfing through blogs and through websites that are all about entrepreneurism or small business marketing or just, you know, business savvy, I realize there's a gajillion people out there who are doing very much similar to me, and we all seem to be doing okay.
Well, and folks, just to let you know that Jeffrey practices what he preaches. Jeff, you were a columnist before I was. You were a newspaper columnist before I became one. And as I was contemplating that, I asked you about that, and you were very forthcoming, very helpful to me. Absolutely there was no sense of you feeling threatened or anything like that at all. Of course, that's also because you'd seen my writings and you weren't concerned about it. But you were very helpful to me, and I don't forget stuff like that. People don't forget things like that.
Right. And it's important. I think that, as you said, there's a couple things. You know, co-opetition, I think, is a great line because it's very, very fitting for what we're talking about. Also, the fact that if you pay it forward, there's a commercial on TV right now, and I forget the payoff. I forget right now who it is. But it's one person does a good deed, and then an innocent, you know, bystander sees that good deed happen. They go do a good deed. And
right.
then they, you know, someone else, again, a third party who's not involved, sees that good deed, and then they go do a good deed. You talk about paying it forward. You're talking about, you know, helping others. And, it's not about philanthropy and it's not about charity. It's about doing good and being good folk, because I'm a believer in that. And I'm a believer in not only helping others because it may be financially or entrepreneurially beneficial to them. I think from it's a spiritually good thing to do. And it sits well with your soul.
Well,
to help people out that way.
And that's why I think small business is so attractive to people.
Right.
Because we not only have the opportunity to work in our business and make a living, be successful for our own account, but we also have an opportunity to do some good things for folks. Not that other people don't. It's just
right.
that it's just that it sort of fits with the way the small business sector works, doesn't it?
Right. It's like looking in that mirror that you were speaking of. When you look in the mirror and you see, you know, yourself, you know, you're an entrepreneur or a micropreneur, you look in that mirror and there are a bunch of people in there with you.
Yeah.
And it's like looking in the mirror and seeing your database. You know, there's
right.
a lot of people out there, and you're all on the same page. And I think it takes a lot. I mean, we're not all Wall Street mavens or whatever. Not to certainly malign Wall Street, but we're not all big corporate mavens or people who are just, you know, get to the top rung, don't worry about who you step on the way. We really look for those benefits, those relationships, and it's, as you said, and as I said earlier, when we end our call, you know, every other Thursday, it's always, Jeff, what can I do for you? How can I help you? And I think that's what a lot of people, if you're listening, you take away that concept. How can you help somebody? Because it will come back to you in the end.
Well said, Jeffrey. Well said. Give us the website again, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to check out his books there on his website. Thank you, Jeffrey, for being here. See you next time.
Wonderful, Jim. Thanks for having me.
See you later. Quick break. Right back with Dr. William Dunkelberg right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.